this repeater system that spans the tri-state area and meets every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this event is to provide all the participants a general forum where they can discuss matters that pertain to frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio band. And that includes everything from the various broadcasting bands, to public service agencies and government frequencies and all sorts of experimental things. Everything that's not amateur radio related. We can talk about that at a younger time during the week. The basic rules that would help you in participation, especially on this repeater system at any time, not just this net, is one, go to the website www.n2row.net. There you'll see a listing of about a dozen repeaters and their frequencies and locations. Please pick the one that's closest to where you are to ensure that you have a decent signal into the system. There are two frequencies on the system which are particularly advantageous for those who have handheld radios only. Those are 441.100 and 145.230. These two frequencies have both receivers scattered throughout the area. So if you're using a base station, please pick one of the other frequencies. This way, we can ensure that handheld users would be able to get in. Because it is a linked repeater system, would you see up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to speak. This way, the beginning part of your transmission does not get cut off. Unfortunately, that is an inherent nature of all linked repeater systems. When you do check in on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location. And that can qualify for it, too. Please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, when you check in, say the words no traffic. This way we know to go on to the next station. But if everybody says no traffic, there won't be anything to talk about. So, for some traffic. If you're not able to get into the repeater system for whatever reason, it may be technical in nature, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet. Please use our email address, which is nydxa@yahoo.com. And we'll relay your traffic from the email to the air. At this point, we'll stand by for the check-in. Please space it out. This way we make sure that people are not stepping on each other, and we can get everybody checked in. This is S21OP.
No traffic at the moment, but I will be checking in there in a moment.
2NOV, K2GLW.
N2NOV. Okay, I've got checked in W2SPQ and K2GLW. Gordon, your question?
Yeah, I'm not sure which frequency you pick me up on, and I'm out with the dog, and I'm about to enter the dead zone where you can't hear me.
Well, whichever one you're on now, you're perfectly clean.
Yeah, I'm hitting the Bronx machine.
Well, stay there for now.
I would, but the dog keeps on moving. I'm soliciting.
We need a mobile relay attached to the dog. Okay. All right. Anybody else checking it?
N2NOV. This is KC2LMH, Jim in Forest Hills. Good evening, and no traffic.
Okay. Good evening, Jim. KC2LMH. Anybody else? Bob, what do you see in the email tonight? W2SPQ, I just want to make.
Questions, Charlie. I just got back yesterday. I had a flight to Detroit for one day and had a very interesting trip. I had to testify in court, work-related matter. And I got picked up by Department of Homeland Security and going to take it back to the airport by two of the border and customs agents. It was pretty interesting. Got to see their radios out there. They didn't know anything about them. I was just looking at them, but they were all running P-25 encrypted. And saw about 50% of Detroit that was just completely in ruins. Vacant buildings. It's really a shame. It makes the worst parts of New York City look good. But otherwise, that was about it. Didn't take a scanner because it was only there for a day, and I knew I wouldn't be able to use it. So maybe next time. Back to you. Okay, see, it's all ER.
All right, station checking in. I heard ERR. What was the beginning part? And do you have any traffic?
Oh my God, I know you had a net. This is KC2ER.
Okay, KC2ERR, it sounds like. Yeah, this is the shortwave scanner list is met every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
KC2, no traffic.
Description that you give of Detroit, Bob, does it remind you of a particular series of movies?
I don't know which movie you're talking about, but it was really sad because these are buildings from the 30s and 40s. This one huge building, it had to be 20 stories. There was not one window in it. And I found out it was actually the old train station, but it was a just a shell of a building. Every window was blown out of it or knocked out of it or whatever. And my God, the architecture. They just don't build them like that anymore.
No, they don't, unfortunately. No, the movie series I'm talking about, the backstory was that the city of Detroit, totally broke and in disrepair, was actually purchased by a major worldwide conglomerate, and they in turn owned all the city services, including the police department. I'm talking about RoboCop.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I have to be honest with you.
Wow. Okay. Peter Weller was the police officer turned into a robot after he was injured going after bad guys. They made three movies back in the 90s.
I haven't seen it, but it sounds pretty realistic, so I don't know. But, yeah, that was about it. It seems everybody's in VHS out there. In fact, the all the law enforcement in the courthouse out there was running P-25 on VHS. I really couldn't get a look at the radios, but it might have made some interesting listening. Unfortunately, like I say, couldn't do much with it.
Yep, understood. On the Canadian side of the bridge over in Windsor, Ontario, I know they use a lot of UHF 420s. So that's probably what they settled on. That Detroit sort of already had stuff on VHF, and Canada did a lot of their stuff on UHF. So they would interfere with each other.
I was down in, that's right, because it wasn't on last week. I was actually down in Texas last week, and it was some very interesting listening. Unfortunately, a lot of it was encrypted in the Border Patrol. I was down in McAllen, Texas. And if you look on a map, that's just this side of the border from Reynosa, Mexico, which is the height of the drug wars. So I got there on Monday, Labor Day, and the Friday before, the drug cartels, the army, and the police had a shootout on the bridge, which is like a mile from my hotel. 30 people dead, most of them the drug cartel. So there's a lot of activity going on. And then the next day, in retaliation, I don't know who they were, but the drug cartel kidnapped three people. They beheaded them and hung them on the bridge. I'm going to drop one sec. So, for what it's worth, it's not scanner related, but it's just to show you what the news media does not report. If you go on
Google and you Google blog Del Narco and go to that website, I will warn you, it's gruesome. It's very gruesome, but it's real. It's the Spanish website of the drug cartel. A lot of pictures, a lot of video. And one of the Border Patrol guys down there was having lunch mentioning to me that there were three reporters that were stationed in that city, and they're not there anymore. Let's just say they were told, you either leave or you won't have to worry about leaving. Oh, anyway, that's my contribution to the net. Not really radio-related, but it is somewhat interesting nonetheless. WA2SQ.
Well, it sort of is related as in background for what you make here on the frequencies. We've got some stuff here in the city too, but not quite that bad. And hopefully won't develop into that either. An email that I sent out to everybody. The DRM consortium has been developing some additional features. And at the big broadcasting expo in Germany, was it Freihofen or something like that, Bob? DRM put on a demonstration of actually sending out video on, I believe it was a medium wave frequency. They were using it to transfer out of England. I think it was on 1296 kilohertz. And they were able to use the video conferencing codec for phones, H.264, and drop the video frame rate down to 8 frames per second. And they were sending video across on a voice channel in digital DRM mode. And turns out the codec that they're using, if they were to use it on FM broadcast band, because of a wider bandwidth for the audio, they can actually get 16 frames per second. So it'll be a lot smoother on the video. And built into the codec, they can actually have two different audio streams in there, so what they do in the languages. And some of the basic uses of this right off the bat would be for things like education uses, you know, classroom lessons being sent over the radio, especially if you're in a, less developed country. You can have a central transmitter that would send out the information to all the schools at once in that part of the country. And not just video-related, and text, because you can download text with the DRM, but now video as well. One other point that they were making was for areas of disasters, because one of the biggest things that gets taken down, especially in a natural disaster, like let's say a flood or an earthquake, is your broadcasting and your telephones, both landline and cell phone, would all get taken out. So if they can set up a frequency remotely, let's say on a tropical band HF signal down at 2 megs or something, they can cover a decent part of a country that's been affected and actually send in there video as well as audio, so that people can get information on, you know, relief work, you know, where to find shelters and things like that.
Toronto Beach,
LW. Yeah, Josh Gordon.
Can you, without boring the more knowledgeable people, explain to me briefly what a codec is?
Data. So you take your voice, turn it into digital bits, and based upon the algorithm, the tighter the capacity of the codec, the less bandwidth it would take, and you can actually send voice cleaner. Let's take your cell phone, for example. They use something called GSM, and the codec they use for compressing the voice in that allows so many bits per second, which would reproduce voice to X amount of fidelity. But if you had, let's say, a voice over IP phone system for an office, they could use, let's say, a wider bandwidth for audio, so it sounds cleaner, more natural, something like a G726 or something.
So there's a different codec for each function.
Well, for each capability you want, because if you have a voice path, whether it be over wires like the internet or over the air, that is of a certain width, you can actually get more natural sounding audio into a place, or video, that looks smoother, or you can put multiple things in there, like multiple audio streams. But if you're limited to a very narrow bandwidth, like, let's say, you know, the AM broadcast band, 10 kilohertz wide, or single sideband, 3 kilohertz wide, obviously, if you're going to do digital, you would need a codec that can compress very tightly and hopefully not lose any of the natural sound or video that you would expect to come out the other end when you convert it back.
But I'm setting up my sound card for PSK31. Input and output are both USB codecs, and that's what I know to set up, but I've never quite understood what a codec was, so thank you.
Okay. One person, if he ever gets on the air, you can always pick his brain. It's NI2O. Mark has been dealing with this stuff for a long time. But getting back to the demonstration they did for DRM in the video, we still keep coming back to this chicken and egg syndrome. And we've been talking about this for the past 10 years just for voice capability. Now they've thrown video into it as well. It's like, okay, great. The technology exists. It's been demonstrated. But which broadcasters are going to put forth the money and actually broadcast it? Some have so far, and some of them are doing it 24 hours a day. Some on the AM broadcast band, down in medium wave. Some have shortwave channels. As far as manufacturers of the equipment, standalone manufactured portable radios, it's taken a while, but I believe there's only a handful of models out. The question is, how sensitive are they? What kind of features do they have? And what's the cost? And now that we've added video to it as well, okay, how much does this, delay things? Don't know. Time will tell. There are several companies that make broadcasting equipment. And I sent out a link for something on a company out of Nova Scotia, where they can give you some basic technical details on how their broadcast transmitters work, whether it's for analog or DRM or iBox HD radio, I think it is. But again, it comes down to the consumer. And in that vein, I was pointed to an article that was on Radio World Online, rwonline.com. And the name of the article is "Whatever Happened to Shortwave Radio?" It's an article about a month old, but it goes into lamenting about what we remember as shortwave broadcasting back in the 70s and 80s, and then how it's declined, and not just from your normal culprits of the internet or television being the culprit, but it actually points out that, well, one of the culprits is actually the BBC themselves, and how they changed how they get their programming to different places around the world, and what they've ignored. And once they did it, everybody followed their lead, which has now shrunk dramatically what programming is broadcast specifically to the United States on shortwave frequencies. So how this is going to change in the future, there. It could be kind of tough. Yeah, they're trying to justify with expense to actually run the station versus is there anybody listening. And believe it or not, and this article touches on it, even as Mark calls them the Godfathers, the religious broadcasters are starting to question as well, is there anybody out there listening, because we're not getting any feedback, or very little feedback. So, time will tell, but I will continue tuning across the bands and picking up what I can, because to me it's kind of interesting. You know, it's not local stuff. It's not full of commercials and screaming DJs. So I like to tune around and listen to different things from different countries. As long as there's going to be something out there, I'll continue tuning across the bands.
N2NOV, K2GLW again.
Before we went to digital, everything went out by satellite dish, and most recently everything has been going out by internet, but as recently as 1981, everything was done over telephone lines.
True, you had telephone lines, you had microwave relays, the early days of network, of radio programming, live radio programming on the network, and then television was handled that way. I saw an interesting map when I was working as a consultant for the phone company that showed all of the early AT&T microwave systems from mountaintop to mountaintop, starting in New England and spreading out across the country. And that was technology in the 60s and 70s, so terrestrial-based microwave, giant horns. In fact, about, less than 2 miles away from where I live was an old AT&T location for microwave that would pick up the signal out of Manhattan, pick it up here in Staten Island and relay it further south into central New Jersey. Now it's the Verizon switching office for the local phone service, but that's what's in that tower. You got to look real close and you can actually see the equipment still up there. But yeah, as things develop, they're always looking for
ABC broadcast in the days of satellites. My voice went from the ABC studios by telephone lines to a telephone company office. It then went to the Manhattan Loop, which was a fiber link that went looped around Manhattan, went down to lower Manhattan, went by microwave relay to Vernon Valley, New Jersey, where the satellite dishes were.
Good.
Station calling.
LMH.
Underway, GA.
Okay, got N2YGA, it sounded like, and LMH. Okay, so YGA, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. This is November 2, Yankee Golf India. November 2, Yankee Golf India. And I'm sorry to interrupt your QSO. I have been in a QSO with another station in 2 meters on 145.525, and someone has put a link on your repeater on 145.520, 5 kilohertz where I have the QSO from. If it's possible that you guys or whoever is in charge of that link can change the frequency at least 20 kilohertz up and down. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm one of the control operators of the system, and we do not have anything on 145.520. So if somebody's doing it, they're doing it independently.
Okay, yeah, my request goes to whoever is in charge of that link. This is why I interrupt. I don't want to bother you guys, and I don't want to be bothered because I have been in the QSO with another station for the past hour, and all of a sudden there's a splash coming in from 520. So, all right, that's all I wanted to say. 73, have a good night. If it's possible, I would appreciate it. If not, oh well. No problem. Thank you. November 2, Yankee Golf India.
Okay, well, sorry that's happening. I just checked our Echolink connection, and there's nobody connected to Echolink. So, you know, that possibility is not it. So, unfortunately, that is not something that we have in our system. So, again, whoever's doing that independently, you should check the frequency, make sure it's not being used before you start doing linking like that. All right, this is LMH. You had a comment on the thing that Gordon was talking about?
I was just going to make a comment that when I worked at radio station WEDD back in the mid-90s for a couple of years, they had not yet caught up to the new technology, so everything was ISDN for links, whether it was for remotes or to and from the transmitter, and all the programming was on a magnetic tape. Back to you. Into NOVs was KC2LMH.
Sneaker net.
2NOV, K2GLW. This will be my final, and then I'm going to secure because I'm back home and I'll be disappearing into the building. It's interesting about ISDN being considered antique technology because I remember back in the mid to late 1980s, doing a TV segment on how the old Southwest Bell was developing ISDN technology and what a breakthrough it was going to be, and you know, now it's totally antiquated. K2GLW, I'll be going clear.
Well, as they say, Gordon, technology moves on. And what we thought was going to be latest and greatest is now relegated to the dustbin of history and obsolescence.
So you're talking about me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, relegated to the dustbins of history, it sounds like you're talking about me.
No, this is the technology.
And those who use it. All right, good night to all.
Okay. All right, let's stand by and see if there's any late check-ins or additional comments. This is N1, will be with the shortwave and general listeners back.
KC2NGU.
Anybody else? Okay. KC2NGU, any traffic or just checking in?
Well, for now checking in, I have one question. How come your signal is like a wavy, it's not like, it's full quiet, but there's like a wave signal in there. Why is that? Like an open carry almost.
That might be somewhere else. I am not sure what you're hearing or what frequency you're listening to. If you hear a slight echo, that's because I use my dual band radio to hear how I sound coming through the system on another frequency. Yeah, maybe that's what you're hearing. Ralphie, stop hurting it.
Okay, it's like a slight crackle too, like something like that. KC2NGU.
Ralphie, stop hurting it. These goddamn toll collections, for Christ's sake.
Well, the crackle we know about, that's a technical issue. But other than that, I don't know. All right. W2SQ, anything coming in the email? Okay. Alright, well, if there's nothing else, we'll say 7-3 to everybody. And catch you next week. See what new and interesting develops in the world of radio in the next 7 days. And we'll talk about it then. So, 7-3, catch you guys later. And I want to be clear.
Charlie's got to go to the Central.
On the other channels, I use anyone I want. Like, no, you sound different, that's why. You're not home, or what happened?
Repeater system.
2-U-O-L-K-C-2-Y-X-E, repeater.
Good morning.
on or...
W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148.
12:30 a.m. Control operator KC2EKE. M2ULKC2YXE. Repeater.
W2CMA. Repeat PL 1148. W2CMA, repeat PL 1148. W2CMA, repeat PL 1148.
3 AM, control operator KE2EKE.
W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148. W2CMA, repeat, PL, 1148.
This is the M2QOL repeater. This is the M.
Darwin, Northern Australia, listening.